And if we find ourselves outnumbered, and this is possible, that is to say, our focus on the one-day global general strike, somehow that's being nullified or negated or vetoed because we were such a threat that the group is almost wholly agents. If we find that, then we're back to working independently. We must trust our independent thought process. And as we do this, as we get strong, we're able to withstand that the pressure of being overnumbered. That's a real pressure that hopefully will be part of our discussions. Turning now to Tesla, Man Out of Time, our excerpt from chapter 15. As we read about Nikola's life, which is which is today going to be more from chapter, sorry. I already explained. From a different chapter, 12, I think. As we read about Nikola's life after Colorado, we should consider what it would mean. And now I'm thinking, because of this excerpt, we're backing up just a little bit for the story I wanted to share. Probably started earlier. We should this attention of the power guys on Nikola and their insinuation into monitoring what he's doing, their insinuation into his lives, into his life and monitoring what he's doing. We should consider what it would mean for the power guys of that time, folks like J.P. Morgan and the heads of state Nikola appealed to for support as World War I loomed, and earlier, support in scaling up his particle beam weapon and others of his inventions. And that particle beam weapon, he appealed to them for help in scaling that up because it would have ended World War I through its awe-inspiring, if awful, demonstration of unassailable force. So we should consider what would go through the minds of those who lust for power untouchable to learn of Nikola's inventions. Think of what the current versions today would do, and you know what they did. So we're going to begin chapter 15, Magnificent and Doomed. Nikola Tesla has just returned to New York from Colorado, impatient to build a world radio center offering all the services enjoyed today, I'm quoting Margaret Cheney, interconnected radio telephone networks, synchronized time signals, stock market bulletins, pocket receivers, private communications, radio news service. He referred to it as a world system of intelligence transmission. It is mid-January 1900, quote, from Tesla, Man Out of Time. The race to be first with long range. The race to be first with long range radio transmission appeared to favor Marconi, of whose success the world press had made much during Tesla's absence. Tesla scorned the paltry efforts being made in America, such as signaling the results of yacht races on Long Island Sound. He announced a plan to operate his robotic boat by radio control at the Paris Exposition from his office in Manhattan. And to provide some context, I decided to include an excerpt which will become our reading for today from the book, and we'll continue chapter 15 next week. An excerpt from chapter 12 titled Robots. Margaret Cheney is describing an event in Tesla's life in 1898. Quote, questioned by a reporter as to whether he considered himself to be a quote-unquote good American, Tesla replied, I, a good American? I was a good American before I ever saw this country. I'd studied its government. I'd met some of its people. I admired America. I was at heart an American before I thought of coming here to live. What opportunities this country offers a man. Its people are 1,000 years ahead of the people of any other nation of the world. They are big, broad-minded, generous. I could not have accomplished in any other country what I have here, said Nicola. He meant it. It was all true. Forgotten were the times when he'd been cheated by Edison and his managers and other businessmen, when leading American scientists had derided his polyphase system and recall his three-phase induction motor, when they had laughed at his predictions. That was the way it went sometimes, but it was also true that he was hoping, after an impending exhibition at Madison Square Garden, to interest the government in his very latest wonders. And I think we have to know that he did. Continuing. The American people, quote from Nikola Tesla, the American people are quick to hold out a helping hand and give recognition, he continued. Yes, I am as good an American as there is. I have nothing to sell the government of the U.S. If it needs my services in any way, it is welcome to them. Unquote. It was not, on the whole, says Margaret Cheney, however, a comfortable time for a man of dark complexion and foreign accent to be an American. Hometown spy hunts were just then a popular diversion. Police tended to look the other way if they saw a luckless Spanish-American citizen being beaten up in an alley. Sometimes the spies were taken in and grilled for possible deportation. And again, as when we read Savage Continent, always remember when we hear about these actions of division, this division work, at whose behest we do these things, always at the behest of the state. Continuing. Andrew Carnegie reflected a popular yearning which he predicted. Ere long, we shall have a solid English-speaking race capable of preventing much of the evil of the world. Unquote. Not so much. Actually, just the opposite has taken place. This tiny, tiny few who are the ones he's referring to, are responsible for the evil of the world. And I'm talking about a global tiny few, a 10,000 tiny few. Continuing, Teddy Roosevelt impetuously resigned as Assistant Secretary of the Navy and began recruiting Rough Riders from among the membership list of the Knickerbocker Club. Colonel John Jacob Astor, and next week, We'll hear a reference to him that refers to him as JJA, so let's keep that in mind. I guess I'll just stick that in there. Colonel John Jacob Astor mustered an artillery battery. Cowboys and Sioux Indians rallied to the flag. Meanwhile, riots were reported in Spain and starvation in Cuba. In the end, six times as many U.S. troops would die in Cuba of cholera and typhoid as of Spanish bullets. The day for which Tesla, the inventor, had been working and waiting, arrived in the midst of martial distractions. The demonstration of the world's first radio-controlled robot boat by Tesla failed to make the splash it deserved. And of course, we're talking about among the general public, continue, not the power guys. Failed to make the splash it deserved, not only because it was overshadowed by the war, but because he made the mistake of presenting more than the public could absorb at once. The remarkable stage of development to which he had carried wireless, the forerunner of modern radio, would have been quite enough, but to introduce automation simultaneously, as he did, was probably too great a leap. On that day in 1898, when he demonstrated the common ancestor of modern guided weapons and vehicles, of automated industry and of robotry, he was introducing an idea for which the world would not be ready for many years. And That's unquote from Robots, Chapter 12, Robots, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla Man Out of Time, published in 1981. Nothing illustrates the plunder mindset of the power guys, which Proudhon will school us on in a few minutes, as the story of the theft of Nikola Tesla's weapons and their lack of giving credit, obviously.